This is Mythical.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, Link?
I'm doing good, Mr. Dispatcher. You're the official dispatcher of podcasts.
Dad? Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'm the official
dispatcher for Dispatches from Myrtle Beach for podcasts. Yeah.
We gotta try to get you on other podcasts.
I'm ready. Hey, whatever it takes, keep us afloat and keep us going. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
We're not on the water though. There's no drowning.
That's just a saying.
The worst that can happen to us is we'll just get out of the. We're in a car. We'll just pull over the car. We'll go in a gas station. We'll get something to eat. You know, that's the worst that's gonna happen to us.
Yeah.
We're not going in the water. So we're not keeping anything afloat.
You just took that literally, didn't you? You must not have heard that saying before. It's okay. I'm sorry I was confused.
No, I don't want you to apologize. I like that shirt, though. That shirt looks like my tattoo on my arm.
Oh, like, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Now I got long sleeves on this week. I can't show you. Because this one's got, there's an African mask on your left pectoral muscle. Yeah, your left pec, right there. Yeah, lift that one up a little bit. Look at that. See? Oh. That's what I got right
I'm
there.
I'm telling.
I got the same thing. Isn't it the same thing?
Well, it looks like it. I'm telling.
And that's actually one right there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because last episode is when you first noticed my tattoo.
Yeah, that you'd had them filled in and got it all done.
I don't know if you ever saw lines at all here. All of this may be new.
Yeah.
But this time I don't think I'm going to post an official photo because last time I posted an official photo, it got millions of views and people just talked about how I look like a lesbian. I kind of lost the plot a little bit. Did you ever hear about that?
No. How can somebody think that you, and they got to know that you're a male.
Dad.
To be a lesbian, I think the definition is you have to be a female.
Well, some people did say twink, but that is a term for male. That's a male term, so that would have made more sense.
Well, that's over my head anyway, so you know.
Yeah. You know, it's good to, you know what? You should do the same thing when it comes to climate change. You should bow out early.
Early.
And say, you know
what?
This is just over my head, so I'm going to let y'all go on without me.
Just let that go. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay over here and tread water.
Well, let's tread some water with we got an email from Drew Medlin.
Okay.
And he says, I have a coworker and friend named Parker that watches Good Mythical Morning every day and listens to Ear Biscuits, but I've been trying to convince him to listen to Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Right.
Can you give me some advice on how to convince him to give you a listen? Well, Parker, I think it would. This is pretty interesting that you listen to my son and Rhett, but you won't even give me a shot. You won't even give me a shot.
Let him have it, Dad. Lay it on thick.
And just to find out, you know, because I've had people that I've told about dispatches from Myrtle Beach and they found out about it. And they did the same thing that I tell people, Parker, about Good Mythical Morning. They'll sit down and start listening to an episode. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing they know is 3 hours later and they have watched every episode of Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. Right. And you won't even give me a shot to look at one? I mean, come on, Parker. I helped make Link, and he's, you know, just an offcast to me. And now I'm just a offcast to him on
What does that mean?
YouTube.
Offcast. Oh, no, I think you mean outcast. And I think you are the Andre 3000 in this scenario. I am Big Boy.
That would be correct.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, Parker, there's a lot of things in this world that goes around in a circle. And Good Mythical Morning and Dispatches from Myrtle Beach, if you don't watch both of them, you don't go all the way around that circle. So come on, Parker, and get in the circle.
You gotta go all around the circle. Get in the circle. Get in the circle. Okay. Go all the way around.
Go all the way around. And you know, I gotta, if you watch it one time, Parker, all you got to do is send me an email at ratherbeshagging@53aol.com. If you don't like it, send me something. If you like it, send me something in too. I can take it. Just send it on in. But give me a shot, Parker.
He's inviting your constructive criticism, Parker, because it's not that he's closed off to notes. I mean, the man is very open to notes. He just wants you to give him a chance.
That's all. So
he will change. Drew, he will bend over backwards to win you over. What are you willing to do to win Parker over, Dad?
If you start watching the show, Parker, you will get a very special shout out on the show.
No, we don't want to seem too desperate, though, Dad.
I really ain't desperate, but I mean.
Right. So what if? What if he doesn't like it? Do you want feedback or you just want him to go away?
Oh, no. I want him to, hey, tell me why you don't like it, Parker.
And maybe then go away?
Maybe make Dispatches from Myrtle Beach a better show.
He's willing to earn your viewership by changing the show, Parker. So what are you going to do? Are you going to finish the circle or not? See, Dad, the problem that I'm having at this point with this exercise is that Parker is not listening to the show. So how is he even hearing this? You think that
I reckon Drew's going to
play it for him? I mean, what if Parker refuses? I mean, does Drew need to like pin him down and by the ears and play it for him?
Well, I would think if somebody is talking about you personally, and right. I'm talking to Parker personally,
he would pass
that he ought to be interested enough to just watch this one episode to see if he would look at it or not. Because if somebody's talking about me, I want to find out why they're talking about me.
Yeah. We sure are devoting a lot of time to somebody who doesn't even watch the podcast. That's how far that we're willing to go to gain an audience member, because we believe we have something to offer to the world. They just need to give it a chance.
Oh, yeah. So come on, Parker, and we're going to let it go. We'll see if this worked or not for Drew. Maybe it was just for Drew.
Maybe it was. This is where this show is at its best. When we are both a little confused about what we're doing. Like, there's just something about it.
Because I can be, hey, I'd be confused about a lot of stuff we do.
This is when our show is at its best, Dad. This is. Do you feel like magic is happening? Because I do. Sometimes when it's like, yeah. What are we even talking about?
Yeah.
I love it.
I feel that a lot of times and I ain't even on the show. But
I think mission accomplished.
Yep.
Mission accomplished. And I don't think we lost any audience by trying to gain Parker. I don't think anybody else felt alienated or a little strange. For one, didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. So we'll just see what you can figure out for us, Drew, and get Parker to watch. It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. I got an email from Jacob.
Jacob. As some people call him. Jacob.
No, Jacob with me, but.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Charles. He says, hey, Charles, I'd love to hear how you pronounce these words.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay, the first word is charcuterie.
Say that again.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. I like how it has the word cooter in it. I think that's... I don't know how you've done that, but that is an improvement. I will say that the original pronunciation of this word does not have cooter.
I know it's got to do something with a cheese board or something.
Yep.
I do know that. Mm-hmm.
See, you know what it is.
Yeah. Whether I know how to pronounce it or not.
If you've heard other people say it, maybe don't even look at the words and see if you can remember how to say it. He's done.
Charcuterie.
There you go. See? When you looked at the words, you made it a cooter. Charcuter. I guess there is a cooter in it. Charcuterie.
Yeah.
There is a cooter in there. Yeah, even correctly, there's a cooter. All right, what's the next one?
Asiya.
Uh-huh. I see you what?
Akia.
Okay, so it's like kind of like a car, a brand of car.
I think it's some kind of Chinese thing.
Okay. don't keep going down that that line of verbal processing, but yeah, maybe it is. Okay. All right.
So
keep going. By a matter of elimination, I think you're gonna figure out how to say this one.
What? Go to the next
one? No. Stick with the one you're on because I think you're going to get it.
Akia.
You find okay. It's okay. So the emphasis is nothing like you think it is. And the emphasis is on the last letter.
Akia.
Okay. Yes, you're getting closer, but it's not. You said Ia, but it's the other way around.
Asiya.
Yes, so keep the C. Asa. Yes, A, the A sound.
Asiya.
And then instead of a, then change the I sound to be more like if Mario was saying it when he was jumping. Do you know how do you know how Mario, like what Mario would say if he jumped?
I don't know nothing about Mario.
Like the video game.
I don't know nothing about Mario.
If he jumped,
Mario
he would say, aye! Doesn't he say that?
I think so.
Okay, maybe he says that. So just do that. Do what I just did.
Asiya.
No, like Mario goes, aye.
Put that on mute.
Aye.
Aisa.
No. The end of the word, the I at the end of the word, go up like, aye.
Asiya.
No. Snot Micah Puff tea. Okay. Asa. And then put the end on it like Asa. Yes, put the E on it.
Asa.
Not Messiah. Asa. Asa. And then put the E on the end of it and put that together.
Asaya!
You're so close. You can do this. Asa.
Asa-E!
Yes! That's it. Is that, that is
Asa-E!
It. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, again?
Asa-E!
Yes, he did it. He did it. Okay. Do you have another one? Let's hear another one.
All right. Ganochi.
This is tough. I mean, I didn't learn how to say this until probably 6 years ago. You know, so in all fairness, Dad, I remember Christy and I went on an anniversary trip to Malibu, and we didn't make dinner reservations. And we were like, so I made reservations hours before in an Italian restaurant because we like Italian. And I think everything was booked up in Malibu except for this place. So it probably wasn't that great in retrospect. But they had this pasta that you're trying to pronounce, and the waiter had to teach us how to say it. And that was only, I don't know, we've been here 13 years. That was probably 10 years ago. So today's your day. Try again. And the first sound is not a G sound. The G is silent.
Okay.
But it's like if you're, it's like if you have peanut butter on the roof of your mouth and you tried to make a G sound into an N by moving the peanut butter, scraping the peanut butter off the roof of your mouth with your tongue.
Nochia.
Oh, okay. You got the first half right. It's the no part, but not, there's no A on the end, first of all. What's the last letter?
Ah.
Right. And there's no A. And you, what did you say though? You said
Nochia.
Yeah.
Nochia.
No, but there's no A. There's no A in the word. There's no A at the end.
I didn't think I said A that time, but I don't.
I would say that the C's do the opposite of what you would think they would do.
Nochia.
There's no A on the end.
Nochia. Still got an A.
This is so much fun for me. There's no A on the end.
And Nochi.
There you go. There you go. But it's not, but the C's sound like K's.
Nokia.
Okay. What kind of car you want? I don't care as long as it's Nokia. There's no A on the end. But you got that part right. This is good for you. Christy does this type of stuff to me all the time. She makes me think and then she says, "This is good for you. This is good for your brain."
I don't know if it's good for my brain or not.
I feel like it's a bit insulting when she says it.
No kitsch.
Dad, you're doing great. You're giving it 100%. And
see, I'm gonna have to give in.
No, I just feel like you can do this.
No.
The C sound like a K, and then there's just an I after it. So what you put that together, what's that sound like?
Noki.
Kaya, that's it. Gnocchi. And it's actually gnocchi. Can you do that with your
gnocchi?
There you go. You got it. He got it, y'all. All right. I hope there's more. I don't want this to be done, and I'm being serious.
Oh,
I really
we got
don't.
Some more.
Yes.
Okay. Kombucha.
Oh my God, Dad. That was perfect. That was perfect. Like no notes. It's as if you invented the word. Somebody had to. Could have been you with the way you said it. All right.
Might have been.
Next one.
Quinoa. Quinoa.
I like the way that you say it. It's like it builds up in your brain to a certain level, and it's like the pressure builds, and all of a sudden it just kind of like pops out. But no, it's like ooh, it's like you have to get it out.
I do.
It's like if there was a bug crawling in your shirt, and you're like, oh, and then it just comes out. Quinoa. I feel like you've said this one before. You've never said this one? Okay, how do I explain this?
In a HelloFresh ad.
Really? Dad said it in a HelloFresh ad?
Mm-hmm.
And how did he say it? Like this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay. So he actually got paid to say it wrong.
Yep, correct.
Well, let's end on another one because that's the way you need to say it. You actually got paid to say it a certain way. So we're not going to fix that. We're not going to change it.
Okay. You say it.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. Okay. I think Logan might have helped me with that, but that's all right.
And finally, you got one more?
Yeah. Edamame.
That's so close. You just have to sound it out. It's right there.
Edamame.
Edamame. Is that a request or a demand?
Edamame.
I don't know how I edamame. I don't know how one does that, but I don't know if I want to do it to you. Edamame. Try again.
Edamame.
Well, edamame.
Mm-hmm. Edamame.
Man, yeah, there we go.
Edamame.
Wow. That's actually really, that's touching. Good work, Dad. I really put you through the ringer today. And you did it. You sweating?
No, hey.
All right, so go through, see if you remember all of them.
Oh, Lord.
Just go through the list. You see if you remember all of them.
Cheddar root.
Yes. Next.
Asiya.
Yes. Next.
Gnocchi.
Yes. Next.
Kombucha.
You got it. Yes. And finally.
Oh, we got quinoa.
Well, you're supposed to skip that one.
Oh.
But that's right.
Edamame.
One more time.
Edamame.
Yes. Yes. We have won. We have won the internet. Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Well, Jacob, I hope you enjoyed that.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, I got another email, and I'll help you get out of the woods. It's time for another edition of I'll Help You Get Out of the Woods. You ever helped anybody get out of the woods?
Not literally, because when Chad Landrum got lost in the woods, we had to be locked in our cabins while they went and sent a search party for him. So we couldn't lead him out of the woods, but that's what you do. So let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, I got an email from Alyssa R, and it said, Alyssa, I'm going to tell you right up front, I've been thinking about this email all week long since I got it. And I'm going to do the best I can do with it and try to help you get out of the woods. But says, I need some advice about a neighbor situation. I'm currently facing a dilemma with very noisy neighbors who disrupt my peace quite regularly. I've tried speaking with them, my landlord, and even the police. They don't seem to have any respect, and I can't seem to get any actual help from anyone.
Oh, goodness.
Any advice or strategies for handling this situation would be greatly appreciated. My sanity thanks you in advance.
Whoa.
Will Alyssa?
Dad, I just got to tell you, that was dramatic. Maybe it was just the music. I don't know. Okay. So you've been sitting on an answer. You've been working on this for a week.
Yeah, I've been working on this because I've been in this situation. Where we live at, and the guy that lived beside of us passed away, and somebody else bought the house.
Uh-huh.
And we had a large difference of opinion about what he thought he could do and what he couldn't do. And,
a can of worms.
I mean, it wasn't good. It took about 6 months before I went to him and apologized because I probably shouldn't have done what I did, but what I did stopped what he was going to do.
Okay.
And
was it legal? Let's just clarify.
Oh yeah, it was. No, it won't. It won't. You couldn't do what he wanted to do. It was legal if he could do it.
Yeah,
if he had a big enough yard to do it in, but he couldn't do it.
But you didn't resort to violence.
Oh no.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to make sure that you weren't.
Might have come damn close.
Okay. Well, as your lawyer, I just said, don't incriminate yourself.
It didn't. Just
don't incriminate yourself here.
Busted.
You know,
but Alyssa, your situation is a little different than mine, and I don't know where you live and what's going on.
Well, if you keep acting,
I don't know how old you are.
She's not going to want you to know where she lives.
But
she's scared of you.
In the situation you're in, it sounds like you live in a place that you rent. And you've tried to call your landlord, and that hadn't helped any, and called the police, and that didn't help any. And then the people you're calling them on, it's pissed them off even more. So they're probably still going to be noisy and disruptive and everything, and not going to stop because you've done those two things. So Only other advice I can give you, and you probably ain't gonna like it, is either to learn how to live with what's going on around you and not having any peace and quiet, or finding you somewhere else to live. I'm just gonna tell you.
Oh,
I mean, and that may be something that you can do, but you know, when you live in a place where other people live, sometimes it's
comes with
you know, better to try to get along, not do like I did, and not get along, and just maybe see if you could go over and talk to them like I talked to this guy. And
hold on, go over and talk to him. Which time are you talking about? You talked to him.
When you apologize. Yeah, and try to get to know these people. And see what's going on, and you might get invited into the fold where you could be having some fun with them when they're having all this party and you're wanting your peace and quiet. And then
all of a sudden, now you're partying with them. If you can't beat them, join them. Is that where this ended up?
Well, I'm just telling her maybe she could.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Try to know them a little more and see if she could get invited to what's going on, and maybe it would make them a little more relentless and loud so you could get some peace and quiet.
Sounds like you're not, all right. That's some hardcore advice there.
Well, hey, I mean,
what else can you do? I think that's real. I agree. It's tough, but somebody's got to tell you. Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
But that's the best I can do on that one.
Get it raw.
And I told you right up front, listen, this was a tough one for me. I mean, it was a tough one for me too. So
I love the fact that you're like losing sleep over these questions.
Well, I've been.
You feel better now that you told her?
Some stuff and thinking about it, but.
Do you feel good about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You feel relief now that you've told her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I ain't got to move.
For real. My neighbors are really, I have really good neighbors. I'm very fortunate because they are right next to us. You've seen our house. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
Our neighbors are right next to us. Like to the point where if they cut down a tree, it impacts everything about me. Or if they decide to put a fence up, it impacts everything about me. Or if I decide to put up lights or my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Then that impacts them. So we have some good neighbors. We're fortunate.
Well, and I do too now. Everything's pretty good around here. Everything's all right. Well, I'm going to move on. And it was fun having y'all here with us today. And we'll be back next week for another one. And don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Y'all have a great rest of your week. We can't wait to serenade your sausage again next time.
What? Oh, yeah, you're leaving us with surprises now.
Yeah.
Serenade. But that? Really? Okay. Did you? Okay. All right.
Giving them something serenade, to think about.
Serenade your sausage. Well, hey, you can just. I really love you saying those words, Dad. I'm sorry. I just got such a kick out of it.
Well, I enjoyed it. That
was
good.
Fun. All right.
Well, I love you. I'll see you next week.
Love you too. Bye.